Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
To have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Wow, spring has sprung. However, Mother Spring's a little bit titchy, isn't she? So, depending on what it's like where you are, hey, it doesn't matter. Just take 25, pour yourself a cuppa, put your feet up, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Kim on 104.6 Planet FM.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Tonight. Ah, do we need carrying home?
No. Oh.
It's only the afternoon, but somewhere in the world it's not.
True. Somebody might be needing carrying home.
Absolutely.
I love that song anyway.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Now, you needed a little bit of carrying last week, and you weren't here.
Yeah,
so we had to put in a little filler program, didn't we?
I know, we did. We were all prepared, and then,
I think myself and our listeners can forgive you, though. So tell us, what happened?
Well, a few months ago now, we chatted about me getting some results back from a skin check.
That's right.
That came back positive for cancer. And so I had to go and get a further procedure done. So what they do is when you get a positive result back on a cancerous mole, they obviously then have to remove further skin around the area of the mole to make sure that it hasn't spread.
Right.
So I had to go and have that done, and I'm quite moly, naturally. I don't know if it's the South African sun or what it is.
Now, that was moly, not holy.
Oh, a bit of both, hey?
Yeah, I'm sure you.
Take it as you please. So I had to go and have that procedure done, and there were a few more moles that they removed to get checked, and I've got about 12 internal and 12 external stitches.
My gosh. So isn't that interesting? Because when I think of a mole or a freckle, I just think
two
it's
stitches.
Surface almost,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. I was really surprised. Yeah. Internal? When they first removed the first mole, I think it was about 6 internal and 6 external stitches. And I still thought, wow. Because when I first had moles removed, I was probably in my early 20s, I literally had one or two little stitches. That was it. Whereas this was, I was quite surprised. Anyway, so this procedure was a lot bigger. And I'm allergic to the plaster that they put on. And it was getting super itchy. And for some reason, they put strips along the wound as well to try and, you know, keep it together, I guess, along with the stitches. It was a bit weird. Anyway,
I think those are those little paper stitches, they call them as well, that holds the...
Yeah. So anyway, stitches all over the place. And I was in the shower and I forgot that I'd taken the protection off my back and drying my back. And, pulled under the stitches. So, I had to go back to the docs and say, sorry, can you please repair? So, I didn't want to leave it. It was quite tender. So I thought,
I could imagine,
I'd go and have it checked out. Yeah, so I'm still waiting for the results to come back. It's quite weird that it takes 2 weeks.
Wow.
For results to come back.
So that's the results from the other moles or from this main one?
This main. Well, the main one we know is cancerous. Mm. However, they want to make sure they're testing the skin and the other moles that they've taken out to see that this cancer hasn't spread any further than the mole that they've taken out. The initial mole.
So I'm kind of logically in my head thinking that the piece of skin that they've taken out, they test that to make sure that
it hasn't spread.
Nothing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And there were one or two other moles that they removed as well, but also all on my back. So it's one big long line that they've taken out.
So how big a piece of skin did they take out from around it?
5 centimetres around the initial wound area. So it's quite a large... Yeah, patch.
Yeah.
And, for internal and external stitches, I didn't quite expect that. But anyway, so
did they knock you out for that, or were you still awake?
No, I was still awake.
Wow.
I know. But they did inject me a lot.
Right.
Don't even know how many injections I got. Possibly... Yeah, probably felt like about 100, but...
Yeah.
probably about 20.
Wow.
She wanted to really make sure that it was numb. And then towards the end, she was busy stitching me up. I don't know if it was the internal or the external, but I could start feeling it. I was like, oh, okay, hold on, that's a bit tender.
Ouch.
And she just stopped immediately. Oh, okay, hold on. And injected a few more, gave me a few more injections and then carried on her merry way, and it was fine. I think I had to ask her to stop twice.
Right.
Because I could start feeling it.
Yeah.
And I've got quite a high pain threshold, well, I'd like to think I do. And but when you can start feeling things that you really shouldn't be feeling, it was not not fun.
It's like when you take a stitch out, when it's time to take that stitch out, you can kind of feel it pull through. It's not sore, but you can feel it pull through.
And I could feel the pulling. That was okay. But when, you know, something was happening in my back that was like, I wanted to pull away and run.
Yeah.
So, okay, hold on. I might just let you know this is quite sore. So.
But generally speaking, that they're doing okay.
Yes, yes. Yep. I thought I might have had to have about 6 moles removed. But she did another full mole map on me, and it was just 3 that had to be removed, and we're monitoring the others. And I mean, if you look at them, they really, there's nothing to look at.
I know, wow, yeah.
They, you know, you think, oh, okay, if they're monitoring them, they must look a bit weird or no, just what, little, tiny little, you wouldn't even think twice to look at them. So yeah. I have to go back every 3 months. For the next, probably next year, just to make sure that we're on top of the moles. And she said, unfortunately, due to this, it means my children are also more at risk.
Isn't that interesting?
For skin cancer. Mm. So, and breast cancer is the same. My mum had breast cancer.
Yeah.
And she had to have a double mastectomy. And I'm now high risk for breast cancer, which means that my daughter will be as well. So,
isn't that interesting? I wasn't quite sure whether it was. I mean, well, you do hear family members, it being passed, or that other family members do get it if their parents have as well.
Depends on the gene, I guess. The gene that's passed on. Some people, you know, they do have the gene that comes through, and some don't. So. Yeah, it's just one of those things. But I think the moral of the story is to get yourself checked soon.
And I can't remember whether we spoke about this last time, but a mole map, for me, I'm thinking a machine that you stand in front of and a light goes down and, you know, kind
that
of
would be nice.
Maps you out. No. So tell me about you know, as much as we're encouraging everybody to have those, and I know a lot of people, well, a lot of my friends and colleagues, even their workplace actually pays for them to have mole maps, and it's just one of those kind of added extras that you do have.
Yeah.
So no machine?
No. Oh. No. It's the doctor has quite a weird-looking sort of magnifying glass that magnifies it incredibly. I mean, if you look at it, you know, just through your normal eyesight, it just looks like a little mole. But when you magnify it, it brings out all the ugliness of the mole. It looks quite freaky. So she goes along your body and looks at every mole, and she says, because she's a skin specialist, she said anything that she feels she needs to look at twice, she makes a note of.
Right.
So she had to make a note of about 15 moles that she wasn't sure of for me. And then when she went back to them, no, okay, when she did another look, no, they look okay. But she said anything that, you know, she's not quite sure of, we're monitoring and taking it from there.
So I'm presuming with that, either a piece of paper or computer program with an outline of a body, and they would mark that.
So what she does is she says left exterior bicep.
Right.
You know, obviously for Kim, and then it's left exterior bicep, and she takes a photo, and they save the photo.
Okay.
And then right knee, exterior knee, whatever. So she explains where they all are, and then the photo is attached to each explanation. And then, because when I first had the first procedure, it was about a month later that I had, you know, after insurance and we got insurance cleared, it was about a month later that I had to have the second procedure. And she said it was actually quite good, because then she was able to check if they'd changed it all.
Right.
And fortunately, it was just the 3 on the back that had changed and that she wanted out. Well, the 2 extra, other than the one that it was initially taken out. So.
Wow. Isn't it interesting? You know, the pictures that you get in your head, you know, when you hear something like a mole map, you can imagine, you know.
It's like a scan. Like,
the
scan goes over, but it's not.
And you know, prints out all the little, with all the little dots where all of your moles and freckles are, but it's obviously
but
a lot more
involved. But even under your feet. I mean, I have a mole under my foot. I had no idea. And she said, yep, no, we've got to check those. And they can become cancerous.
Isn't
and you
that
think, but I thought it was that was caused by the sun. And she said, well,
That's only part of it, no, I suppose.
Only part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. So,
talking about under your feet, this is totally off topic, but I only found this out the other day and I've now tried it. When you've got a cough, you know how
yes.
all around the world we have Vicks VapoRub.
Love Vicks VapoRub. Put it under your feet.
Put it under your yes. feet, not on your chest.
Yes.
All right, let's just take a wee break there and we'll be back with you shortly. Hey, I do like that song.
Mm, me too.
Yeah.
That's great.
So if you've just joined us, we are talking about Kim's, what can we call it? Episode?
Procedure.
Mm. But her little challenge that yeah. she's been experiencing with finding out that one of her moles was cancerous. So now, I just, before, you were talking about it being passed down often or, you know, through having the different genes and stuff. Now, summer's coming.
Mm.
Mm. Now, for your children, are they very much into the slip, slop, slap?
Well, we always have been.
Right.
Even myself. You know, I've always been very mindful of making sure that we are covered with, you know, the factor 30 plus these days. Actually, we've got factor 50 plus now that we, you know, slip, slop, slap. And you would think that they would be a bit more careful, but they seem to be getting a bit slacker as they're getting older, particularly my son, being 18, just couldn't be bothered, really. So we've spoken to him, you know, and I think now with what's happened with me, I'm hoping that he's going to think twice and really just be more mindful. It's going to take a few minutes, but you know what? It's well worth it, because a lot of people, the skin cancer has actually spread into their organs.
Yeah, and that's probably one thing that we don't actually even think about. When I think about skin cancer, I think of it just staying on top.
It just stays on the skin, and it doesn't. It goes, and that's why they've removed so much skin around the initial mole area to make sure that it hasn't spread, because, you know, I've found out a few days back that someone that I know, a close friend of theirs, has just recently been diagnosed with skin cancer. And that it spread throughout his body.
Yeah.
So you do. You have to be mindful that it's not just the surface level. And if you, you know, monitor yourself, monitor the moles that you have. And if anything is a bit, mine was a bit itchy. And it didn't go away. And I thought, well, let me just go and get it checked. And just as well I did, because I could have left it and, well, we never know what can happen there.
Absolutely. And you're right. And I think also what they say is if anything changes, any of your freckles or moles, if they change, if they're itchy, there's a time to just go and get that checked out.
But regardless, you know, I think we should, in this day and age, particularly with the strength of the sun and particularly what it's like in New Zealand, we should at least go at least every year or 2 years to go and get a full body mole map done, because you would rather be safe than sorry.
And I think we were talking about this last time, there's a cost to that.
There is a cost.
And therein lies the challenge.
I think a lot of the insurance providers actually cover that, or part of the cost.
A lot of us don't have insurance either. And that's a huge cost to some families to have insurance and not being able to afford that. And you're right.
Go to your doctor, I think. You know, if you're concerned.
Especially if you're concerned, yes, absolutely. But you're right, wouldn't it be great if we, you know, kind of once a year at the school, whomever came along, did all the kids, and, you know, so that was all done. But probably that's not going to be a reality when we think about it. So, and, you know, one of the things I think about too, you know, in the summer, and I know people out there are going to be sitting there berating me and growling at me for saying this, but the sunscreen is just thick and gross and yuck, you know? And I think maybe that's why a lot of us, unless we are purposely going out into the sun to the beach, do we actually use it?
Yeah.
I think that's a big barrier to get across, because you feel gluggy, you feel kind of greasy. And
I think they're a lot better. You're getting the spray-ons now, which make it a lot easier to apply, and they don't feel so thick and gluggy, but you do need to reapply every sort of 3 or so hours. And if you've gone for a swim, you need to reapply as well. And I mean, it's not just in the summer months. You know, we seem to think that that's okay. We'll just put a bit of sunblock on when we go out into the sun. But it's sitting in the car. It's driving around. It's the hands on your skin.
My right arm is a lot browner than my
So, I mean, because my dad, he also had. He caught a few skin cancer moles, and he's a builder.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he was out in the sun often, and back in those days, they didn't really know that they should be slip-slopping and slapping.
Yeah. So. And I think also to have some nice, funky cotton, loose, kind of overshirts type things are really what we need, just so that we can just like kind of throw that on over whatever we're wearing, but just being aware that material has to be a little bit thicker, because it will go through a very thin material at all. Wow. That's it.
Far out.
Thanks for sharing that. I mean, you know, it was a little bit of a shock last week to, you know, that, oh my gosh, what's happening?
Yeah.
But, we'll keep up with it and make sure everything's good.
We'll keep
sharing that story and making sure that everybody else out there realises how important it is to just go and get that test.
Just get checked.
If you're just worried about anything, go and get checked. So we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Awesome.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings. There's one thing on my mind.